FSI Italian, Unit 24, Tape 2. Test A. You will hear several Italian utterances which should all be pronounced with consonant plus tongue flap. This consonant combination will sometimes be pronounced incorrectly. Put a check in the appropriate column according to whether you hear a correct pronunciation or not. Number 1. A destra. Number 2. Africa. Number 3. Alfredo. Number 4. Andrea. Number 5. Aprile. Number 6. A sinistra. Number 7. Australia. Number 8. Brasile. Number 9. Brasilia. Number 10. Centralino. Number 11. Cristina. Number 12. Dicembre. Number 13. Francia. Number 14. Francoforte. Number 15. Grazie. Number 16. Grecia. Number 17. Griselda. Number 18. Londra. Number 19. Novembre. Number 20. Prego. Number 21. Pronto. Number 22. Segretaria. Number 23. Segretario. Number 24. Sempre. Number 25. Tre. Test B. You will hear 10 utterances. For each utterance, check only one of the four letters, A, B, C, D, according to which best approximates the thought behind the utterance. Do not expect literal translations. Number 1.
Pronto, chi parla?
Number 2.
Devo andare in Australia dopodomani.
Number 3.
Scusi, ma vado a Francoforte oggi.
Number 4.
Sì, vado in Italia e dovrei imparare bene l'italiano.
Number 5.
Vorrei mangiare. Che c'è?
Number 6.
Parli adagio, per favore. Voglio capire.
Number 7.
Chiami il dottor Russo domani mattina.
Number 8.
Chi vuol parlare con la segretaria del signor White?
Number 9.
Potrei lavorare domani pomeriggio, ma non posso venire dopodomani.
Number 10.
Pronto? È qui l'ufficio della signorina Jones?
Test C. You will hear 24 English sentences containing the verb work. For each English sentence you hear, write in the appropriate space the form of desiderare, volere, potere, or dovere, that best conveys the thought expressed in the English. Number one.
He can work.
Number two. Do you want to work? Number three. Can you work? Number four. Could you work? Number five. Do you wish to work? Number six. Must you work? Number seven. Are you able to work? Number eight. Does he want to work? Number nine. I shouldn't work. Number ten. I wish to work. Number 11. Could she work? Number 12. I don't want to work. Number 13. Should he work? Number 14. She would like to work. Number 15. Don't you have to work? Number 16. I'd like to work. Number 17. I must work. Number 18. Should you work? Number 19. He doesn't want to work. Number 20. I can work. Number 21. I have to work. Number 22. Would you wish to work? Number 23, I could work. Number 24, I'm not able to work. Test D. You will hear two dialogues and one narrative in Italian, each followed by 10 English statements about them. Put a check in the appropriate column according to whether each statement is definitely true or false. 1.
Buongiorno, sono Cesare Prato. Vorrei parlare con il signor Rossi, per favore.
Il signor Rossi non c'è oggi. Potrebbe ritornare domani?
Domani non posso. Potrei ritornare lunedì pomeriggio. Ci sarà il signor Rossi?
Ora non so. Chiami lunedì mattina, per favore.
Grazie. Buongiorno.
Number one. Someone is asking to see Mr. Rossi. Number two. Mr. Rossi doesn't want to see anyone. Number three. Mr. Prato is asked to come back next week. Number four. Tomorrow the office is closed. Number five. Tomorrow is Monday. Number six. Mr. Rossi will definitely be in on Monday. Number seven. Mr. Prato is willing to come back Monday afternoon. Number eight. The appointment is made for Monday. Number nine. Mr. Prato is asked to phone before coming in Monday afternoon. Number ten. Mr. Prato goes away angry without saying goodbye. Two.
Signora Gabrini, che cosa fa qui?
Devo andare in banca con Andrea. E lei lavora qui?
No, no, aspetto una persona di Londra, un insegnante d'inglese.
Ma non c'è il signor White?
C'era il signor White, ma ora è nel Portogallo e pensa di ritornare in dicembre.
Che cosa fa nel Portogallo il signor White?
Insegna inglese in una scuola a Lisbona.
Number one. Two people are talking in the office where they work. Number two, the lady is meeting someone for lunch. Number three, the gentleman is waiting for someone from London. Number four, the English teacher is a Londoner. Number five, at the present time, Mr. White is not teaching here. Number 6. Mr. White is touring Europe. Number 7. He plans to come back before the end of the year. Number 8. Mr. White is vacationing in Portugal. Number 9. There is mention of a school in Lisbon where English is taught. Number 10. Mr. White teaches there. 3.
La signorina Virginia Brosio è una studentessa d'inglese. Studia molto e parla già benino. In novembre vorrebbe andare a San Francisco, dove dovrebbe lavorare in una banca. Ora Virginia vorrebbe stare a casa, ma non può. Deve andare sempre fuori. Oggi, giovedì, deve fare le spese in città. Domani pomeriggio deve andare all'ambasciata americana. Domani sera dovrebbe vedere un film in inglese.
Number 1. Miss Brosio is a student from England. Number 2. She seems to be a very serious student. Number 3. Miss Brosio is planning a trip to the United States. Number 4. She doesn't speak a word of English. Number 5. Virginia is definitely going to work in San Francisco. Number 6. She doesn't like to stay home. Number 7. Virginia has to be out of the house a lot, although she would rather stay home. Number 8. She has to buy several things. Number 9. She has to go to the American Embassy on Sunday. Number 10. The day after tomorrow, she's going to the movies. This is the end of the recorded portion of Unit 24.